So, is it that in chanting we should be trying to control the mind, or should we be trying to pray to Krishna to help us control the mind because we realize that I can't control the mind? Yes. See, before we can pray to Krishna that please help me control the mind, we should be convinced that the mind needs to be controlled. The mind is so cunning that it actually makes us believe that it is going to take us on a joyride. So if we are not philosophically alert, if we are not introspective, we don't realize the need for mind control also, for controlling the mind. And that's why our effort is also important. If we think, I'll just call out to Krishna and I'll not try to control the mind, I'll just try to call out to Krishna. But we may not even have the conviction to call out to Krishna. It's only when our intelligence is aware of how dangerous the mind can be, then we feel the need to call out. So yes, ultimately, it is not our effort that converts the mind. I usually differentiate between controlling the mind and converting the mind. Controlling the mind means the mind wants to go off this. Controlling the mind means mind wants to go off in this direction and I bring it under control. But converting the mind means the mind doesn't go off in that direction itself. So converting the mind will be done by Krishna. But during that process, controlling the mind is something which I need to do myself. So to give an example for this, consider that there's a mother and there's a child. And the child is sick, and the mother has to give some medicine to the child. And say, we have the standard example of jaundice. And when a person is jaundiced, that person can't taste sugarcane juice also as sweet. If he eats sugarcane juice, is bitter. So the mother is trying to give sugarcane juice to a jaundiced child. So now the child doesn't taste the sugarcane juice as sweet. Child doesn't want to take the sugarcane juice. Now, what does the mother have to do? Mother may have to force the child, hold the child's mouth and make sure that the child takes the medicine. So, like that, our intelligence is what is required. So, our intelligence is like the mother, the mind is like the child. So, the intelligence has to some extent, endeavor and focus and control the mind so that it takes the medicine. The medicine is the holy name. The medicine is the remembrance of Krishna. Medicine is service to Krishna. Now, when we do that, as the medicinal sugarcane juice is taken more and more, internally a healing happens. And as the healing happens, the natural capacity to taste the sweetness of the sugarcane juice, which was covered over by jaundice, that gets removed. So, controlling the child means that making sure the child takes the medicine. But curing the child means the child regains the taste for the sugarcane juice. So the mother cannot herself cure the child. It's the medicine, when it has effect, it will cure the child. But what a mother can do is it can control the child so the child takes the medicine. So like that, for us, the intelligence has to control the mind so that the mind focuses on Krishna. And there's focus on Krishna, then there is transformation of the heart. When the transformation of the heart is there, the natural attraction to Krishna is there. And even before natural attraction to Krishna, there is a dependence on Krishna. There is a need for Krishna. None of these are felt if we are too much under the sway of the mind. So, there are certain moments in our sadhana practice when we realize that, oh, the mind is so powerful, I am so helpless. I just need Krishna. And those times we can fervently call out to Krishna. But those times are not regular. We can't imagine that they will suddenly become regular. So yes, we definitely want to call out wholehearted to Krishna. But what if I don't feel like calling out to Krishna? What do I do at that time? I can't suddenly create that feeling that I have to call out to Krishna. So at that time I need my buddhi. Jiva Goswami explains in the Sandarbhas that actually for the pure devotees, it is their preeti, it is their affection for Krishna that keeps them close to Krishna. But for the sadhakas, it is their buddhi that keeps them at the spiritual level. It is that buddhi which keeps us close to Krishna. So now, that's why our intelligence is important. So intelligence does three things. Intelligence reminds us of the need for mind control. Intelligence forces us to focus on the process by which the mind will be controlled. And the intelligence ultimately enables us to connect with Krishna by which our mind will become converted. So controlling the mind, adopting the process to control the mind, and connecting so that the mind gets converted. The conversion of the mind from an enemy to a friend, that will happen by Krishna's mercy. But for that to happen, I have to connect with Krishna. For that, I have to recognize that I need to connect with Krishna. For that, I have to understand that the way to change the mind is by connecting with Krishna. For all that, I need intelligence. And that's why conscious intellectual deliberation, they are valuable. I would say invaluable in the process of bhakti. If we can call out to Krishna, that's wonderful. But how often can we honestly call out to Krishna? So when we can't call out, that doesn't mean that we stop chanting or we let our mind go here and there. At that time, we use our buddhi. Does it answer your question?
No, perfect.
Thank you. Yes, from you had a go.